I say, let's get out of here because I want to go to Denny's because I'm lit. And yeah. for some reason, I want to go to Denny's and eat Moons Over My Hammy because that's what they're called. Moons Over My Hammy, right? Which I can't even eat at 5 in the morning because I have acid reflux.
Dickie, it's your mother. No, you never call me. I mean, I wonder, is your finger broken?
Just don't tell my mother.
It's your mother.
Mother.
No, you never call me.
Just don't tell my mother. Just don't.
Where the hell are you? You are never home.
Hello, my family. Welcome back to Don't Tell My Mother. Don't Tell My Mother is where brilliant humans from TV, music, sports, and comedy tell a true story they'd never want their moms to know. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I just got back from vacation in Palm Springs, and I am relaxed and vaxxed. I'm not waxed, but it's coming. Trust me, I need it. I am so excited about today's episode. We have comedian Orlando Leyba. You've seen Orlando on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon multiple times. He has a comedy special out on HBO Max and on all audio streaming platforms called Adorable. He's legit adorable. Orlando is telling a story about a crazy night out in Miami. All right, guys, put on your Bob Marley, get out your reggaeton. Here is me and Orlando Leyba.
Just don't tell my mother. Just don't.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, Orlando. It's great to see you and meet you over the Zoom.
How are you, Nikki? Oh, my God. Look at you. Jesus. What's going on? What's going on with your background? Where are you recording?
Oh, my recording studio is my closet. As a lesbian, the irony is not lost on me.
No, I see. But here's the thing that you are, audio-wise, you're doing a fantastic job. You got the sweaters in the background, a backpack, there's a scarf. You're controlling your sound environment as much as possible. I am impressed by that. But let's get you out of the closet. We got to get you out of the closet.
But closets have the best acoustics. I'm making this sacrifice for my audience, Orlando. You have a comedy special out called Adorable. I'm looking at you and you are 100% adorable. Describe what you look like so people can get a sense of you.
I feel like sometimes like I'm a cartoon that came to life. I'm a brown cartoon that came to life.
Is there ever a time that you didn't want to be considered adorable, but you wanted people to see you as like hot?
No, I've always knew my lane. I always know, you know who's hot and you know who's not. But my adorableness made me hot to certain women, I guess is the best way you could explain that. Clearly, it made me hot to my wife.
Look, I get it. Adorable is hot. I'm adorable. This show is all about crazy stories we don't want our moms to know. Orlando, tell me about your mom.
My mom is a very calm human being. With very generous laughs. My sense of humor 100% comes from a calm, quiet, generous laugh for mom.
Wow. That's so interesting because I grew up in Queens, right? And so, you know, many of my friends were Puerto Rican, of course. Mm-hmm. And I did not meet a calm Latin mother in my entire life. Mm-hmm. This is a first.
Well, you know, I want to say you know, she doesn't like when I say this, but I'm an accident baby.
Oh,
so she got it all out of her system. There's like my brothers are like not even a year apart. Mm-hmm. I think they're months. And she gave birth to my brother and then got pregnant with my second brother. And Then between my brothers and I, there's a 10-year gap. The factory was shut down. There was no more production.
Right. It was like closed to the public. No entrada. Do not enter.
Yes. Do not enter. It's over. You know, I hung up my fallopian tubes and then my mom divorced my dad. And I was born off of a night of passion with my dad. Trying to rekindle that fire, I guess.
Go mom.
Yes. But the divorce was already going to happen. Then this wonderful blessing of Orlando came. Hi. She likes to say that I'm the one that she really enjoyed as a child.
Were you like a well-behaved kid or a wild kid growing up?
I was a low-key kid.
Okay.
Where I did a lot of things that maybe I shouldn't do. But I was quiet.
Ah. Did your mother know this about you?
Yes. She was my confidant.
Okay. Well, I know she was permissive because you were the sweet, adorable passion baby. But do you ever remember a time where she got really mad at you?
Listen, I'm in fifth grade. My best friend at the time, Jason Norman, he lived across the street from me. I jump out of my window and I go across the street to Jason Norman's condominium, because Jason Norman had in his condominium two girls came from North Carolina and were staying with their grandparents, and Jason knew them. And then, like, this is like 11 o'clock at night, we're swimming in the condominium pool. These two young girls from North Carolina and these two young boys, myself and Jason Norman, we're just swimming. And oh my God, Nikki, my mom pops out of the darkness in a house coat. Yes. I think the whole long, the thing that like older women wear to sleep. You know, your mom probably wore it or whatnot.
Yeah, those old school nightgowns.
And she just like comes out of the darkness like a ghost. My mom is also very, very white. Like my mom's nickname, my mom's real name is Felicia, but everybody calls her Blanca because she's so white.
Which means white in Spanish.
Yeah, which means white in Spanish. And she just comes out like a ghost. And she just go, and I just look at Jason. Jason looks at me. The girls look at me like, who's that? Oh, and then I go, that's my mom. And my mom just looked at me and said, follow me back to the house. That same tone, that same energy. And it was so scary. She goes, your bedroom is by the front of the house. The main street looks at the front of the house. Anybody could have drove by and seen you sneak out of that window, then proceeded to double back around. That person could have sneaked in through that window, came in, and murdered me. How would you have felt if you would have came home and found me dead? Because you decided to sneak out without telling me and leave an open window. Crushed. That is. I was like, yo, just hit me, please. Like, why would you do that to me?
That is horrible.
Why would you put, like, I told her, like, why would you put that on my soul? I was a very dramatic kid also.
I'm shocked by that. Shocked, Orlando.
I was like, why would you put that on my soul?
Of course. And you're like, I just wanted to swim with two hot girls from North Carolina and Jason Norman.
And Jason, I didn't, it wasn't even about hot girls. Like, I was still, like, figuring it out.
Yeah,
it was
just, I know. Like, you just wanted to do, like, the backstroke or something. And did you ever sneak out again?
No.
No, no. Of course you didn't, because you're not a monster. By the way, does your mom have an accent from Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic?
No, my mother, no accent. She didn't speak English.
She said that all in Spanish?
All in Spanish, which is extra dramatic. Tú saliste por esa ventana que está delante de la avenida. Cualquier carro pudo pasar y ver que tú saliste por esa ventana. Esa persona pudo dar la vuelta, regresar, entrar por la ventana y asesinarme.
Oh, my God. That is worse in Spanish. Well, that was just a little appetizer because you have a crazy story that Mama Blanca definitely does not know.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going to be joined by your better half, Vanessa, yes?
Yes.
Orlando, tell me everything.
This is a story about how I was the man for one night. The story goes like this. I go and visit my mom. I love hanging out with my mom. I already told you she's my confidant. And I'm hanging out with my mom. I'm playing cards with my mom. We're playing Uno. We get a knock at the door, and it's my cousins and some of my friends, guys I grew up with. I know these dudes, you know? And they come up, and they're like, oh, Orlando, what's up, man? I'm so excited. We heard you were in town. What's up? Come out with us. And then I was just like, no, I'm good. I just want to hang out with my mom. You know, I don't really need to, you know. By this time, we had all like grown apart. My cousins and I, everybody had their own lanes.
Yes.
Some of them are my cousins and some of them are cousins by, we just grew up together.
Association. Yeah.
Association. My mom looks at them and sees that they're like so happy to see me that it fills her heart up with love, and she goes, go with your cousins. And I'm like, no, mom, you don't mean that, because my cousins are goons. Okay. I'm not a goon. And the thing is that they're low key, some of the nicest human beings in the world. They just have a certain aura around them. If you could see people's color when they come in, some coming in blue, some come in green. Like, I think I vibrate in green, you know?
Yeah.
Vibrate like a light green. That's me. Sometimes a teal. My cousins vibrate at, you know, like either like a black light or red. That's their two colors, like blood red. They tell me, Orlando, hang out. My mom tells me, go and hang out with them. I accept.
How old are you at this point?
I'm in my early 20s.
And you're with your wife, or you're single and ready to mingle?
This is before Vanessa.
Gotcha.
This is pre-Vanessa. I take them up on the offer. We hop in the Astro van, because goons only drive Astro vans. Okay? We hop in the Astro vans. We hit I-95 down south. This is in Miami, Florida. We drop into Miami Beach. We go to this club called Amnesia. Mm-hmm. You know, you could remember this club because if you listen to JC, he goes from Club Amnesia to Club Cheetah, or from Club Cheetah to Club Amnesia. Yes. JC says that on the run.
Yes. From Club Cheetah to Club Amnesia, the Venus in LA, Bublin in Dublin.
He's talking about this club. This club, Nikki, is beautiful. It's fantastic. It's open to the sky. You basically go within these walls, and then when you're inside, you're inside of a big atrium. That's where the club is. The DJ is DJ. You think you're somewhere in Jamaica, because this used to be called, on that night, Amnesia was called Rockers Island, which was only reggae that was going to be played. Reggae and hip hop.
Beautiful.
I go in. I know. I was like, wow, this is real authentic. I could smell it in the air. It was real authentic. Reggae Jamaican club. At the time, I do have long dreadlocks. I kind of look like I might be one of the Marley kids. Might be a Marley kid. I go inside. I flash my smile. A young lady pulls up on me, turns around, didn't even ask for consent, turns around and puts her butt on my crotch. You could have asked for consent. How did you know I was so willing to go on this journey with you right now?
Yeah.
But you know what? My mom always taught me to give thanks for my blessing. So I said, thank you, Lord, for this blessing. You know, we start dancing, right? Oh. I get a little tap. We're not in there long. I get tapped in the shoulders, one of my cousins. He tells me, Lando, we have to fight. And then I was like, we just got here.
Wait, fight? Well, like fight?
Fight. Yeah. Like, he was like, fight. This is what they do.
They're good.
My cousins do. They're about this life.
Got it.
We have to fight. You know, this is all real. It sounds like a movie, but all real. I ignored them. I was like, fight? What are you talking about? We just got here. I go back to the dancing, right? Mr. Lover, lover. Yeah. Mr. Lover, lover.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
He comes and he grabs me by my shoulder, my cousin this time, spins me around, and he goes, "You didn't hear me? We have to fight." As he's telling me this, I see a group of guys coming our way. Full speed, very aggressive, very intimidating, clearly goons. All their auras were in red. They're coming at me, right? I don't know how to fight. I'm not built for that. But I know how to defend myself thanks to like seeing movies like Animal Planets and stuff like that. I say Animal Planets when I take just to put people there, but it's really just by I had seen this little lizard that can get that can fight people by making himself big, and he intimidates people. His neck pops out, looks like a little dragon, right? So I do the same thing. I make myself real big. I put everybody behind me and I start yelling at the top of my lungs. "You guys don't want none of this. I'll body a fool." I don't know what that means, but it sounded real cool.
I don't either.
Yeah, but I heard it in a movie, so I knew it was legit. And I was like, "I'll body a fool." And then everybody turns around and they're looking at me because I'm making such a ruckus, right? Yes. I throw my drink, but not at the guys. I just threw it just to make more ruckus. And it worked. My plan works, which was to get the bouncer's attention.
Oh, shit.
Right? Because in my head, it's like I'm doing my job, which is partying. And I think the bouncer should do their job, which is getting the bad element out
yeah,
of here. Right?
Bounce.
And it worked. Right? It worked. 100%, Nikki. The bouncers came and I timed it mathematically. They're closer to those guys. So they grabbed those guys and threw those guys out. Nikki, I look like the boss. Everybody,
hell
my
yes.
cousins are laughing. My cousins are laughing. They knew what time it was. They're laughing. The girl I'm dancing with is like, "Wow, you're pretty, but you're not scared. What? You'll protect me?" And I was like, "No, I won't. No, I won't. Don't count on me. We just met. Like, why are we even going there so fast? Relax. You know, you're moving too fast." This is exactly. No, you should. Mm-mm.
Just put your butt right back where it was.
Yeah. Anyway, we all go back to the dancing. We're having a great time. I start drinking a little more because people are buying me drinks. I'm lit.
Yeah.
You know, people say lit now. I'm really lit. I'm yelling madness out of my mouth. It's like, "Yo," it's like, "You know, let's get out of here." You know, I have to call it because in reality, if you've been to a Miami club, anybody that hasn't been to a Miami club, Miami clubs close at never. You know, you got to set your clock to never. And it's like the sun will come up and you'll mess around and you'll still be in the club and you're supposed to be at work. So I'm yelling all kind of crazy stuff. I say, "Let's get out of here because I want to go to Denny's because I'm lit. And for some reason, I want to go to Denny's and eat moons over my hammy," because that's what they're called. Moons over my hammy, right? Which I can't even eat at 5 a.m. because I have acid reflux. You get me? You can't eat moons over my hammy. I have to take a pill and sleep with 7 pillows at the time. I've always had acid reflux. Anyway, we start heading out, right? We go out. As soon as we're about to hit the exit, one of my cousins cuts in front of me, right? Cisco cuts in front of me. Mm-hmm. Cisco gets punched in the neck really hard. Yes, he gets punched in the neck. As soon as he came out of the exit, he gets punched in the neck really hard. You know? And I was shocked. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was shocked. And by shocked, I mean scared. I was asking. I was asking and answering my own questions. I was like, "What happened? They waited for us." Like I said that out loud.
Oh, right? The same guys from inside the club.
The same guys that got thrown out hours earlier, camped out, and were waiting on us, right?
Oh, they were committed.
Yes, they're about that life. All my other cousins and cousins/friends start pouring out. I stay in the doorway because in school they taught you if you're not safe, just stand in the doorway. I'm just watching the fight. Everybody, and they start fighting, and the crowd behind me wants to see the fight. So I get pushed into the fight, but no one's there to fight me. So I start bouncing my way out of the fight. I didn't bounce fast enough, and one of the guys recognized me that I was the loudmouth. So he came at me, and he's coming at me full speed. Divine intervention. He trips on his own. I had my fist out, just my fist, and my eyes were closed. My eyes were closed. And he ran into my fist with his chest. It wasn't his jaw. It wasn't his face. As he stumbled forward, full speed, he runs into my fist with his chest. That made his air come all the way out of his body.
You must have a freaking pretty strong fist, man.
Oh, I was standing. I was solid. I'm not that tall. I have a low center of gravity.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy runs into my fist, Nikki. His air comes out. I don't know what to do, okay? I grab the guy because I don't want him to hit the ground. Mm-hmm. But he's not knocked out. His eyes are still open. He just can't breathe. For all I know, he's a grown man with asthma, you know? Mm-hmm. I grab him and I kind of like hold him. I'm not trying to choke him out. I'm not trying to do anything. This is the part of the story that no one I've never told, and I will share with you. My friend, Jason Alvarez, not Jason Norman. This is Jason Alvarez. I want to make sure, because when he hears this, he needs to know it was him.
Yes.
Jason Alvarez goes, one of these friends slash cousins, pretty much a brother, you could call him, goes, Orlando, hold that mother effer right there. He does this big movie cockback of his fist, takes a full swing, and hits me in the jaw. Misses the guy, because Jason wasn't wearing his contacts. True story. Misses the guy and hits me because he went to the club that day. He didn't put on his contact. He just had his normal readers. And to fight, he took off his readers.
He misses the guy.
Misses the guy.
And punches his basically brother in the face. You.
Me. In the jaw. Doesn't knock me out. Jesus. But makes me. Now me and the guy are holding each other up. Because I'm dazed. Right?
Yeah.
The whole inside of my mouth is cut because all my molars cut my cheek on the inside. I look at Jason and he just says, I am so sorry. Like, I remember him yelling it at the top of his lungs. I am so sorry. The cops are coming. You hear the sirens. And then I just kind of place the guy down. We kind of like nodded at each other. Like, and then I just shimmied my way through the crowd. Out. And we all went our separate ways. And we managed. Then we all met up at the Astro van that was parked a block away.
What?
And we went home.
Did your mother know that this little outing with your cousins resulted in two fights?
No. She doesn't know. And I haven't put that on her because the reality is it's all her fault.
Oh, it's 100% on her soul.
1,000%.
Orlando, how did this night and, you know, like being the hero for, you know, a good 15 seconds... How did this change your life?
This night changed my life as a young man, as in, I'd rather roll by myself. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It really put the period in, I love you guys, but we don't need to hang out anymore.
Look, I think that's a really good life lesson. You know, like the goons, the chapter's closed. Well, usually, Orlando, as you know, we like to invite moms onto the show.
Yes. I apologize because usually I know you guys wanted to invite my mom. There's two reasons. A, my mom only speaks Spanish, which is no problem. You would have understood her, Nikki. Yes. But the second reason, she also, with the pandemic, got really scared. And being the strong will woman that she is, she bought herself a plane ticket. Oh. And went to a travel agent. Didn't know people did that, but she did that. And she flew back to the Dominican Republic to the family farm where there's nobody around her because she went into stores staying in Florida and she saw that people weren't really abiding by wearing masks and everything. And everybody's telling her, oh, you shouldn't wear a mask. It's all right. It's all fake. And then my mom would be like, nothing about you, you says that you're a doctor. So ring up my Imodium AD and let me get out of the store, you know?
Good for your mother. Trust science. Well, I'm excited because you wanted to bring on your wifey, Vanessa. Tell me why you wanted to have her on.
Prior relationships before my wife, Vanessa.
Yeah.
I wasn't very candid. I kept stuff in. I didn't let people know certain things.
Yep.
When I met my wife, the wonderful Vanessa Lozano, I became an open book.
All right. Let's call your wifey. Vanessa, is that you?
It's me. I'm invading Orlando space.
Well, the couple that zooms together, spoons together?
He's the little spoon in this case.
Of course he is. Of course. Vanessa, do you know the story Orlando told me today about getting into a fight at a club in Miami?
Yes, I do. It sounds so outlandish. I've done the background check to make sure.
How did you find out that he got into this ridiculous fight?
As he was telling the story, the reaction was very, like, for me, I'm very genuine and my face speaks a lot. So while he's telling me the story, I'm like, what? And then it just keeps getting more out. And I'm like, no, like, just stop. You're not impressing me with these lies, you know?
Totally, totally. You're like, stop this bullshit. I do not believe a word you're saying.
It was like, this is so, I'm not impressed one bit by what you're saying. But he was like, I'll prove it to you. And I was like, how? How are you going to prove it to me? And this is like, you know, we had like, when we were still dating, we had like limited phone minutes sort of thing. And I remember him being like, I'll prove it to you, and flipping his phone and calling his friend and asking Moses, like, you know, Mo, can you, I'm here and there's something that somebody doesn't believe. Can you please verify the story? And pretty much verbatim saying the same exact story and me being like,
wow.
Yeah. I think he was just like, I want you to know, like, you know, pretty much like all about me.
Orlando, why was it so important that you told Vanessa this particular story? Like, I get wanting your partner to know about you, but like, why was this story so crucial?
I was telling this woman these stories that, and some of them I hardly look like a hero. But it was, I guess subconsciously, I was just letting her know I'm a good dude.
I didn't mean to hit this guy. This is not who I am.
Yeah, I really didn't. And you're with a good dude. And please know that and accept that about me, that I am that guy.
Okay. Like, I want you to know that you're not getting this tough as nails fighter club dude. You're getting the guy who might knock someone out, but totally by accident.
Yeah. And he'll feel bad about it.
Okay. So you're making sure she knows you might seem badass, but you're really a sweet, adorable Orlando baby.
You get it.
Vanessa, are you more of the lover or the fighter? Because we obviously know what Orlando is.
I am definitely the fighter between the both of us.
How are you the fighter? Like, what does that look like?
I don't know how to say it. We're both very, we both operate from a place where
I got an example. 2005, we're at Bayside. We're at the Gap. No. This wasn't the Gap. This was like a ladies' store. I forgot the name of it. We're at the store and you're shopping and like you're going in hard, like
doing damage.
You're doing damage as you should. You work hard for your money. You're doing damage.
Yeah.
The sales girl thinks that I stuck my middle finger out at her.
Oh, I remember this.
She like the sales girl gets all rude with me. I did not stick my middle finger out at her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know where the energy came from. The vibe just went south. And Vanessa said she had her Selena moment or What was the movie with where she was like a call girl and then she married the guy?
Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman moment. Not that you were a call girl.
What kind of comparison is this?
And in the store and just throws down all the clothes that she was going to buy. Doesn't throw them on the floor. Just puts them back on the counter. And she says, you were going to have one hell of a commission, but not anymore. Because you're accusing him of doing something that I know in my heart he would never do to another woman.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. I remember that story.
And I was like, yeah.
Like, I stood up for him right away. Which, when, you know, what that tells you is, one, I believe in him. And then two, yes. I'd tried on a ton of clothes. You know what that means. Like, jeans alone.
Yes, it's horrible.
You know, just the stress of being in there picking stuff. Like, it's just a lot. And the rational side of me should have been like, you know, maybe what, you know, what's going on? You know, I'm sorry if he offended you, but I got so heated so quick that I was like, we're done. Just like dumped everything on the counter. I was like, I'm out of here. And I might have even called her a bitch, but I felt like she deserved it.
Vanessa's real good at calling, pardon my French, bullshit, bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can see it. I can totally see it. Vanessa, you've met Orlando's mom, right?
Oh, yeah. I loved Orlando's mom from the first moment I met her. She's such a light. She's such a sweet person. But you see, like, so much resilience in her. And she's been through so much that you just, like, you see, like, the outer shell is actually very soft, but in the core, you can tell that she's a really resilient woman. And I feel like he's very similar to that. He's in the outer core, he's a very soft person, but very deep inside him, he's very strong, and he's very strong in his beliefs, and he's very, you know, dedicated to what I believe in is what I believe in. This is my anchor, you know?
Yes. You know, people say that we either marry like our moms or our dads. Do you see any similarities between you and Orlando's mother?
Yeah. Two things.
Yeah.
She's a hardworking woman.
Yeah.
Like, hard in the sense that she's independent. She, you know, like, we have these scenarios all the time where I'm sure everybody, or not everybody married does, but we say like, I'm with you because I love being with you, not because I need you, because please believe it's not that you're maintaining me and giving me this life or anything like that. I'm here because I want to be. And Orlando's mom has always been that. She's a very hardworking, independent woman. Yeah. And then most importantly, she's so funny. She has such a good sense of humor. She laughs like, I don't think, like, I think every other word that he says, she laughs at. And then I didn't realize that, like, I had been doing the same thing without noticing until her and I were in the same room and our giggles were like competing with each other. Like, kick, 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 kick.
So you both are good audiences. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get his humor. You appreciate it. Okay. Settle a bet for me. Do you guys who are in, you know, a long-term relationship, do you pee and poop in front of each other?
I will pee in front of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't pee in front of me. Like, no, you don't pee in front of me. You actually close the door. We're very opposites in that sense, because this is a very candid moment. Like,
yes.
She's all about that open door life, man.
Yeah.
So you pee in front of him, but you just don't poop in front of him.
Yeah, I pee in front of him. Not poo. No, not poo. I mean, no, we've had incidents where, you know, like.
But she makes coffee. She makes espresso.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because sometimes when she's peeing, it sounds like she's making express.
He's always made that comment. He'll be like, oh, you're going to go make, in Spanish, it's called make a colada, which is making like an espresso coffee. And it never made sense to me until, I swear he said it forever. It never made sense to me until about like 4 months ago, that I was sitting on the toilet and I was like, wait a second, this does sound like that little espresso thing that you put on top of us.
And my mom says that. My mother, ever since I was a child, she goes, oh, I'm gonna go make a colada.
I never understood.
She said that.
I feel like we've shared a lot.
Good. That's exactly what this show is about. Thank you, Vanessa and Orlando, for coming and hanging. This was so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Nikki. It's been fun. And it's been especially fun invading Orlando's space.
Remember, if it's not one thing, it's your mother! Thank you for listening to Don't Tell My Mother. We hope you liked the episode. If you want more Don't Tell My Mother, subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts and follow us on Instagram at Don't Tell My Mother. We love you guys. See you soon. Mwah.
Don't Tell My Mother is created, hosted, and executive produced by Nikki Levy, my daughter. The show is executive produced by John Cryer. Oh my God, I love him. And Lisa Joyner and Jody Zuckerman-Weiner at Discount Sushi. Our producer is Liza Glukoft. Co-producer, Andrew Kungan. Mixed and edited by Donovan Bullen. Theme song by Donovan Bullen and Joe McKenzie. Distributed by Acast. Now go call your mothers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.